Welcome to Swords, Spears, and Arrows with Camille Babin, a podcast that features messages on spiritual formation, soul care, and a book club to help you win the battle within.
Hello and welcome to Swords, Spears, and Arrows. I'm your host, Camille Babin. Thank you for joining me again for another episode. Today, what I want to share on, I just want to draw that image in your mind first. I want to paint the picture. I want to paint the decor. And I want you to remember, I think most of you have watched it, The Lion King. I want you to remember that part or that scene when Simba was right on the top of the cliff. And he was about to fall because he was fighting against his uncle Scar. And as soon as his uncle whispered in his ears and let him know that he was the one who killed his father, do you remember how Simba did a flip and really came on top? I thought about that image. I thought about it so vividly in my spirit, because what I want to share with you today, the title is just Hold On. It's Hold On, and you'll probably say, but Simba didn't really hold on. Yes, he was holding on to the cliff, but it's really not that part. It's what I was reminded of is how just single words, simple words, can put us from a place of defeat. They can take us really like on top of the mountain, or they can take us to the top. You know, when you thought you were failing, when you thought things were collapsing, when you thought you were losing grip, or maybe, you know, you were just losing a hold of something and all of a sudden you hear a certain word, or you see maybe a picture, you see an image, or you think of something, and immediately you get your strength back and immediately you find yourself on the top again. And I was thinking about it because it happened to me very recently, and it's very personal. I think most of the things that I share, I always say, I don't want to share anything that I haven't experienced to be true. I cannot say, okay, do something or encourage you one way or another and not leave that myself. So I think that even when I do this podcast, one of the greatest joys that I have is to be taught myself, is to be corrected, to be challenged, or even to be encouraged sometimes. So I always take the word that even the Lord put on my heart to share, I take them first. I have to eat it first. I have to digest it first. And sometimes it can be something that I will experience as I share, or it's something that I've been through and I feel like that's what He wants me to share with you guys. So recently I was thinking, I wasn't in a place, I wasn't where I wanted to be. There were some things that didn't seem to align with what I was expecting or what I thought God has spoken to me. And maybe that's something you can relate with. I think many of us have been places where it seemed like what God has said, or even the word or the promise that we heard, and the things that we were living were not aligning. It's like there was just such a discrepancy between what we knew to be true and what we were seeing in our eyes. And it's kind of asking yourself the question, how do I stand? How can I keep hope? How can I keep believing when my eyes are showing me one thing and my mind or my heart, because of the word that was implanted in me, is saying something completely different? And I want to really say that that's a good place to be. It's not a good place in the sense that it's good that things don't align or don't match, but it's a good place when you have something that you can refer back to. When you have an image in your mind, when you have a word in your spirit, when you have a promise from God, when you know that there are things that He told you, when you know that there are things that He placed in your heart. It's not something that you made happen. It's not something that you begged for, or it's not something that you want for yourself necessarily, but it's really something that He puts on your heart. And I'm reminded of the story of the Shunammite women. It was a lady, she was doing well. That's what we read in her story, that she was doing well. She had nothing really to complain about. She was happy in a sense, you know, doing her life with her husband and not complaining about anything. And then one day this prophet comes to her house And she had built a house, you know, like an upper room in a house for him so that he could just stay, I guess, along the way and just rest and do, I guess, his ministry. And she just offered him hospitality. So the prophet was staying at a house. I guess I will assume that every time he was in town, that was probably the place that he was staying. And one day before he left, he asked his servant, what can we do to bless this woman? She's been so generous to us. What can we do to bless her? And because he asked her and she didn't have any needs. She was fine. I mean, there was nothing that she wanted to ask. So she said, there is absolutely nothing. Like, I'm blessed. Really, right? That's sometimes what we answer. I'm just blessed. I'm blessed. So everything is good. Don't worry about me. I'm good. I just want to help you. I just want to do that for you. But he wasn't happy with it because he understood also that if someone does it, you know, there is a blessing that he needs to release over her life. So although she didn't ask for anything, although she didn't request anything from him, he still felt like he needed to. He had to. And that's what the Bible even said. The one that receives the prophet also received the rewards of the prophet. So it's like he had to. There was just that pulling, I will assume, a pulling on his mantle, a pulling on his anointing for her to receive what he was carrying, at least something from him. So the servant just told the prophet, he told him, he said, I see that she doesn't have any children. So another way, you know, of saying she needs kids. She has everything going on, but she's not a mom. She doesn't have kids. And we know that she needs to have that legacy. Basically, it wasn't a child just because having a child is something. I mean, not having a child is a curse or, you know, it's something to be ashamed of. But I believe that it was mainly talking about legacy, that the heart that she has, the way that she cares for other people, she needs someone, you know, that will be able to step after her, to be able to step in her shoes, basically, and be able to continue that, to continue that legacy, to host people, to be generous with other people. So that's how the prophet prayed for her and released over her that she will have a child. And fast forward, you know, a year later, she indeed had a child. And years passed by, and one day that child died. And the woman took her son and she brought it to the prophet. And in a way, she had that promise. She had that word because she knew that it wasn't something that she had asked. She knew that it wasn't something that she begged for. It's basically something that was given to her when she lost hope, when she wasn't asking, she wasn't thinking. And I think in some part of her, probably just, you know, like a spirit inside of her, something rose and just said, no, I was doing fine. If you made me that promise, then you can't let that promise die. You can't. It's impossible. Like, I didn't ask you for anything. You brought that to me. So you have to make sure that it stands. And she went on to the prophet and he prayed and he raised the child back to life. And why am I insisting on this story, or why am I even sharing it today? Because sometimes we find ourselves in the same place, in the same position that this woman was. We find ourselves not asking for something, and then we feel like God is almost imposing something on us. Like he put that desire in us. He asked us to do something, like maybe move to another city, or, you know, start a new job, or open that business, or even just get married or believe for a husband. And then you start believing it. You start embracing the plan. You start embracing the idea, right? You make room for it in your heart and you just act on it based on the word that you receive from him. And all of a sudden, those things don't seem to happen. Everything seems to crumble. You don't see the thing happening no more. And then you wonder, no. And you say, it's not possible. You made that promise to me. You told me that, you know, that's what I should expect, or that's what you wanted to give me. So how come I'm not seeing it come to pass? How come I'm finding myself in that situation? And I shared that, I guess, with so much passion. Why? Because not too long ago, I had that happen to me. There was something that I knew that I acted out on faith. I know I heard God tell me to do something, and I did it, and I stepped out in faith, and I did according to his word. I knew that I was being led by his spirit, and I did those things. And then halfway, things didn't seem to align with what he told me. You know how God gives you a promise and he will tell you, like, let's say, like, the child will be this way, or you will do this thing and you will go that way. And then all of a sudden you don't see any of those things. But what I want to tell you today, or to remind you today, is that when God says those things and you reach a point when it seems like you're sitting, or you're standing in a graveyard, you're standing, you know, like when things are barren or things are dry and nothing seems to be moving along the lines of what he told you, you don't stop. Don't stop in the valley. Don't stop there. Don't allow it to die. Don't say, oh, well, maybe that wasn't God after all, or maybe it wasn't what I thought, or maybe I made a mistake, maybe I didn't hear him right. And most of the time, that's what we think. The enemy wants us to believe that I didn't hear right. Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe it wasn't what God wanted for me. And I want to just say, no, this is not true. If God speaks a word to you, if God gives you a promise, then he will make sure to fulfill it. He will complete it. He's the Alpha, he's the Omega. He never starts anything that he cannot finish. There is nothing really that he can't finish. So if he gives you a word, he will make sure to stand on that word, and he will watch over it to perform it. He will make sure that this word comes to pass. But it's not because God said it that means it's automatic. God says it, but we have our part to play. You have your responsibility to hold on to the word. How do you hold on to the word? How do you hold on to the promise when your eyes are showing you something different? All you need to do is just the same image, the same way. You see, Simba had to flip. Simba had to hear that word, and it quickened him. It just gave him his strength back. And all of a sudden, from being at the bottom, he rose to the top. That's the same thing. You repeat, or you rehearse the word to yourself again. Don't allow your spirit, you know, to just let go of that word, to let go of the promise, and just raise your arms like as if, you know, in despair, and say, oh, well, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe that wasn't for me. No, the word is true. If God said it, God will do it. But it's for you to just wage war. You have to stand and choose not to let go of that promise and say no, just like the woman did. No, I will not let my child die. No, I will not let that promise slip between my hands, my fingers. No, I will not allow anyone to make God a liar, because he's no liar. He's not a man that he should lie. No way. So if God said it, it may not be what I see right now, but I know that he's faithful. I know that his word is true. So I'm going to stand on that word, and I will make sure that my faith don't falter. My faith don't waver. I will not move. I will not step out of position. I will not let my faith, you know, like, just dim down. I will just stand strong in the faith. I will just stand strong on the word and believe that if God said it, then he will do it. So I really want to encourage you today. Remind yourself of the word that God has spoken to you. Can you still remember the promise that God gave you? Can you still remember, or are you becoming so cold that you just say, oh no, you know what? This will never happen. I shouldn't even be expecting it anymore. No, God wants to revive that word in your heart. He wants to revive that spirit, that promise in your spirit. The same way I had to speak to myself and said, I know what God said. I know what God showed me. I remember the dreams. I remember the vision. I remember the promise. I know God said it. And even though I don't see it right now, I can go back to him. And that's what I did, honestly. I went back with the same word and I said, God, this is not what you said. What I'm seeing right now, it's not what you said. This is not what you promised. But I knew that the problem wasn't with God, because God is perfect. But I'm the imperfect one. I'm the one that probably, you know, misaligned myself, or maybe I missed something, or maybe, you know, he wants to put my heart back to the place that it was when I first received the promise. He wants, you know, it's just like I see the image clearly of a knife that becomes dull and you need to sharpen it again. That's what I see. When your knife, you know, doesn't cut, that it's not sharp anymore, you don't throw it away. You know that you just need to sharpen it back up. And today, that's what I want to tell you. Allow the Holy Spirit to sharpen your faith again, to sharpen your heart again, to maybe make it softer again. Maybe there are parts of you that became cold and dull, and you don't feel, you know, that thing no more. You don't feel that fire no more. You don't have the desire to keep pushing, to keep believing, you know, to keep hoping. But God is saying today, I want to sharpen that dream. I want to sharpen that vision. I want to bring it back to life. I want to bring you to the finish line. And you cannot. Basically, it's like we feel like God has given up on us. But sometimes it's like we have given up on God because we didn't see the word. And we say, you know what? I can't follow you no more. I'm going to stop right here. There's no need for me to continue. And he said, no, don't bail out on me. Don't let me go. Don't, you know, just hold on. Hold my hand tight. You know, let me take you where I've promised to take you. Let me show you what I have in store for you. Let me show you what I said is true. It exists. It's here. It's yours. And I really feel that with so much passion in my heart and so much joy and excitement because I had to get up and say, God, this is not what you said. And to automatically, because I started to decree the word, because I started to remind myself of the word, I started to wage war. Really, I wage war against it again. I said, no, this is not it. So where is it that, you know, where is the opening? Where is it that maybe I open a door somewhere for the enemy now to come and try to steal that seed, to start to try to steal that word from me? And I had to stand and say, God, I know what you said, and I'm going to see. I have that resolve in my heart that I will see the word come to pass, that I will see your promise come to pass. So today, that's really what I want to challenge you to believe again. I want to challenge you to hold on to what God has said. You will go through the valley. You will go to places where it feels like your dream is dead, where it feels like the promise will never come to pass. But then God is telling you, hold on. Don't let it die. Don't let it die just because you're in a season where what I've said doesn't match what you see. It's only a process. It's only a veil. It's only a covering. It's only even a protection. But if you hold on, I will remove that and you will see I have to cover. I have to cover. And I feel like even just like when you're pregnant, you know you're pregnant, right? You went to the doctor. They showed you the baby. But you have a few weeks or a few months that so your belly doesn't show. You don't see nothing. People around you will not be able to tell that you're pregnant. And sometimes we have to allow God to take us through that season when things will seem so dry and they will seem dead and it will seem like nothing happened. You're not the first one. I'm not the first one. We know the story of Joseph. He went through that. But what did God did, you know, do at the end? Exactly what he promised and even better than what he could have expected. And that's what I want to encourage you today to believe again, that God's word is true and whatever he said is only telling you today, hold on. Hold on to that idea. Hold on to that vision. Hold on to that relationship. Hold on, you know, even to your healing. If you're believing that God will heal you because he said it, hold on to it in spite of what the doctors are telling you. If you believe that you're going to have a child, in spite of what people are saying, even what the reports are showing you, continue to believe. If God told you that you will get married, continue to believe. If he said that it will bring, you know, like your help and people to come, or maybe like a team of people to come and help you and your destiny helpers, whatever it is, keep believing. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to his promise and it will never fail. It will never leave you nor forsake you. So I just pray today that you receive this word from the Lord. I pray that it will continue to stir up your faith and just you will understand that this season is only a season. You will come out of it and you will come out holding the promise that God has made to you. So God bless you and I cannot wait to talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to Swords, Spears, and Arrows with Camille Babin. If you would like to find out more, check our website, www.havilasolutions.com, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Havila Solutions. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss any episode.